In the cold light of day, Heisenberg's initial euphoria and optimism faded. His new physics appeared to work only with the help of a strange kind of multiplication where x times y did not equal y times x. With ordinary numbers, it did not matter in which order they were multiplied. 4 times 5 gives exactly the same answer as 5 times 4, 20. Mathematicians called this property, where the ordering in multiplication is unimportant, commutation. Numbers obey the commutative law of multiplication, so 4 times 5 minus 5 times 4 is always 0. It was a rule of mathematics that every child learned, and Heisenberg was deeply troubled by the discovery that when he multiplied two arrays together, the answer was dependent on the order in which they were multiplied. A times B minus B times A was not always zero. As the meaning of the peculiar multiplication he had been forced to use continued to elude him, on Friday, 19th of June, Heisenberg traveled back to the mainland and headed straight to Hamburg and Wolfgang Pauli. A few hours later, having received words of encouragement from his severest critic, Heisenberg left for Göttingen and the task of refining and writing up what he had discovered. Only 2 days later, expecting to make quick progress, he wrote to Pauli that attempts to fabricate a quantum mechanics advance only slowly. As the days passed, his frustration grew as he failed to apply his new approach to the hydrogen atom. Whatever doubts he harbored, there was one thing Heisenberg was certain about. In any calculation, only relationships between observable quantities, or those that could be measured in principle if not in reality, were permissible. He had given the observability of all quantities in his equations the status of a postulate and devoted his entire meager efforts to killing off and suitably replacing the concept of the orbital paths that one cannot observe. "My own works are at the moment not going especially well," Heisenberg wrote to his father at the end of June. A little more than a week later, he had finished the paper that ushered in a new era in quantum physics. Still uncertain about what he had done and its true significance, Heisenberg sent a copy to Pauli. Apologizing, he asked him to read and return the paper within 2 or 3 days. The reason for the haste was that Heisenberg was due to give a lecture at Cambridge University on 28th of July. With other commitments, he was unlikely to return to Göttingen until late September and wanted either to complete it in the last days of my presence here or to burn it. Pauli greeted the paper with jubilation. It offered, he wrote to a colleague, a new hope and a renewed enjoyment of life. "Although it is not the solution to the riddle," Pauli added, "I believe that it is now once again possible to move forward." The man who took those steps in the right direction was Max Born.